Well, let's check in quickly on Tennessee, one of the 14 states voting today for Super Tuesday, but also dealing with the aftermath of at least two tornadoes that struck the middle part of the state, one of which blew through Nashville, causing dozens of buildings to collapse. State emergency officials say at least 20 people were killed. Sergio Martinez Beltran is a reporter at WPLN, Nashville Public Radio. Sergio, what is the extent of the damage?
Well, the whole Middle Tennessee area is in recovery mode at this point. We're still assessing the damages of the deadly tornado. You know, this tornado tore through four counties, and we have a lot of destruction in some of the Nashville neighborhoods. I was in the Germantown area earlier, which is close to downtown. A lot of buildings are on the ground. I've talked to some of the evacuees, and, you know, they tell me stories of how they were running down the hallway when the walls were collapsing on them. It was very scary to hear that.
Was there much warning?
You know, there was warning at the moment, but it was not something like meteorologists were saying, hey, you should expect a tornado tonight at midnight. You know, we were not expecting that, and that was not discussed. Of course, there were the alarms at the moment, but not beforehand.
How is that affecting the voting today that's going on in the Tennessee primary?
Polling locations open a bit later this morning just because of the, you know, tornadoes. They're going to stay open until 7 p.m. So that's later than usual. And we have some polling locations that, you know, they're just not opening today. So the Secretary of State has assigned specific locations for people to go.
Hmm. And in terms of how much campaigning has been going on there, have you seen a lot of the candidates in recent weeks?
Yeah, so we've had New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He's come to Tennessee the most. But we've also seen Pete Buttigieg before he dropped out. We also saw Senator Amy Klobuchar before dropping out. And some of the candidates have sent surrogates, like Bernie Sanders. He sent his wife, Jane Sanders. And we also saw Dr. Joe Biden.
Well, we will be watching to see what happens tonight politically and, of course, in the aftermath of the tornadoes. Sergio Martinez Beltran at WPLN in Nashville, thank you.
Thank you.